Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 5th of July, and right now it's clear on 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clear in the morning, then partly cloudy. Temperatures would be ranging from low of 29 to high of 33 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 37. It will be breezy with southerly winds at 10 to 20 km per hour. Forecast for later on is mostly cloudy, windy again with southerly winds at 15 to 35 km per hour. Moon is still full and illuminated on 97%. Prahlad Singh Tipanya, one of the most compelling folk singers of Kabir, and his group will be back in Orwell during the 9th and 10th of July, because after Kabir festival many expressed that they had wanted a bit more of Prahladji, so Satsanga will happen at Sauchu, Pavilion of Indian Culture in the National Zone at 8 p.m. They will be staying at Atithi Gurita, and all are welcome to go to meet them and spend time with them during their stay in Orwell. At Visitor Center this Saturday, 7th of July at 8 p.m. we can enjoy in a night of a culture with Odissi dance, French songs and world fusion music. On Wednesday, 11th of July at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, the Residence Assembly Service invites us to a meeting to discuss collective priorities. What can we agree on with regards future directions for the community? What are the most important areas in need of attention? What do we value in the community? And what values do we want to develop? Juice and samosa, as of course an established collective priority, will be served. Orwell Health Center informs us that there will be bone mineral density tests repeated at the Orwell Health Center on 21st of July from 10 a.m. onward. They request interested persons to register their names at the reception. The time of appointment will be confirmed when an individual calls. Action in the Jungle, its announcements about youth center team who is holding a meeting about cleaning up and improving the Bliss Forest. They would like to take this opportunity to invite anyone who would like to participate in any way. The goal is to come together to create a fresh and flexible team that is capable of taking up this task, and they are looking forward to see you on Wednesday at 4 p.m. in Youth Center. From 14th of July until 14th of August at Pitanga will be on display Amazing Worlds Paintings Exhibition by Gala from Marathi. Courier service at Town Hall. The Town Hall reception desk continues to accept parcels and letters from our villains or newcomers to be sent by courier. But from this month onward, there are a few changes, so you need to have an account with financial service because our card is not accepted. You can give your letter or parcel between 9 a.m. to 12:30 or in the afternoons between 3 to 4:30 p.m. The receptionist has been instructed to transfer right away from your account the estimated courier charge plus some 200 rupees extra. The excess amount will be credited to your account when the courier bill comes at the end of each month. After handling the item to the courier, the town hall will not accept responsibilities for the delivery of the parcel or letter. A tracking number will be available for you to track the delivery on the website of the courier. Any complaints will have to be taken up directly with the courier service. Guests, even if they hold an hour card, are kindly requested to go to a courier in Kulaparam or Pondi. Gas service team wants to share with us news about an alarming new trend of gas cylinder theft which is happening in Orwell. This week alone, two gas cylinders were stolen from within the community. To avoid the loss, they're asking us to make sure that we secure our gas cylinder with a lock and chain if the cylinder is kept outside the house for safety reasons. But still, their best advice is to each resident to keep it inside in the house and avoid the theft altogether. Tomorrow at Cinema Bharat Nivas Auditorium, Pavilion of India Culture in International Zone at 7:30 p.m. they will screen animation Princess and Princesses, written and directed by Michel Ocelot and was made in France in 1998. And at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a French historical film Outside the Law, made in Algeria and France in 2010 by director Rachid Brochard. On Saturday they will screen an international biography drama Iron Lady, made in UK and France in 2011 by director Philidia Lloyd. At Cine Club on Sunday at 8 p.m. we have a chance to see Werner Herzog's documentary crime Into the Abyss, made in Germany and USA in 2011. Whatever work you do, do it as perfectly as you can. That is the best service to the divine in a man, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourwillradio.org.